This episode is brought to you by CLA.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 4th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates over the past 2 years, and that's pushed yields on investments like savings accounts and CDs to, in some cases, around 5%. But the Fed has signaled it could begin lowering rates later this year.
If the Fed cuts rates, the high yields people have been enjoying will start to fall. Those yields rose pretty swiftly when rates were rising, but they can fall just as fast.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal contributor Debbie Carlson about investment moves you can make now to capitalize on high yields after the break.
When it comes to planning for the future, taxes and wealth advisory tend to be viewed as two separate conversations, but some things are just better together. That's why at Clifton Larson Allen, they call it TWELFT. Here's Clayton Bland, Chief Wealth Advisory Officer at CLA.
More often than not, all of the decision-making around the tax relationship are predicated on things that have happened in the past. An investment advisory relationship would be something that's looking at, hey, what are your future goals? How can we allocate capital to help you achieve those goals? So when we talk about 12, tax and wealth together, that's really what we provide at CLA with that combination of both professionals. It provides for the necessary information to make the decision that will have the best impact on you, both from a goal standpoint of my portfolio and also from a tax consequence standpoint of when I file my tax return.
Visit CLAconnect.com for more insights from Clifton Larson Allen. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Investment advisory services are offered through Clifton Larson Allen Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
You can get ahead of expected interest rate cuts and collect higher yields on your investments. Wall Street Journal contributor Debbie Carlson wrote about ways to do it, and she joins me. First of all, Debbie, help us connect the dots here. What kind of timetable has the Fed signaled regarding when it could begin lowering interest rates?
The Fed has been pretty consistent by saying it will look to economic conditions and inflation data. And last week, the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, came out as about expected, with prices up 2.8% from a year ago. But we've heard that individual Fed governors have signaled that interest rate cuts could be coming later this year.
So if they do cut rates, how would that impact the yield that people get on many of their investments?
If the Fed cuts rates, the high yields people have been enjoying will start to fall. That's especially true in those bank money market accounts. Those yields rose pretty swiftly when rates were rising, but they can fall just as fast.
Let's talk about ways people can lock in higher yields before rates potentially come down. Financial professionals you spoke with suggested that people could look into annuities. What are the benefits of them?
Yes. So a few advisors have said that they're using a specific type of annuity called a multi-year guaranteed annuity. And what's interesting about these annuities that are known as MIGAs, they can be good options for savers who are looking for something similar to a bank CD, but with higher rates. Unlike other annuity products, buyers can invest as little as $2,500 in these. And one other nice thing about these annuities is they're not taxed until the money is taken out. So that's another bonus. A lot of these MIGAs have yields that are about 0.5% to 1% higher than similar bank CDs.
Okay, so there are some options there, but don't annuities carry risk?
Yes, annuities do carry risk. First and foremost, they are not FDIC insured the way bank CDs are. However, insurers are regulated by the states, and many of the annuities that financial advisors are using come from insurers with some of the highest ratings. And you could look at an insurer's ratings through your state or through an agency like AM Best. Second, annuities have high fees if you want your money out before the term ends. So if you have a 5-year annuity and you want your money out after 4 years, you could pay a pretty hefty fee for that. That could be maybe 5, 6, 7, 8% of your principal. And that's part of the reasons why annuities have these higher rates, is because you're locking up your money for a guaranteed rate of time.
What other investments could people consider that pay out income like annuities?
One thing you could look at is a defined maturity ETF. And these are a good way to what they call ladder an investment. And you've probably heard of bond laddering or CD laddering, where you buy a CD or a bond that matures in 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. Well, the nice thing about these defined maturity ETFs is they have the beauty of a bond ladder, but they trade like an ETF. So instead of needing to hold it for the entire time, you can trade them. So your money is very liquid. There's two main companies that issue these, Invesco and BlackRock. And Invesco has a brand called the Bullet Shares, and BlackRock has a brand called iBonds. And what's nice about these is these individual funds hold hundreds of companies. So you have a diversity on top of having these nice funds, and you can buy them for investment grade corporate credit. You can buy them for high yield. You can buy them for muni bonds.
A moment ago, you mentioned CDs or certificates of deposit. How could people capitalize on the yields through those?
Bank CDs are always a good option. And I think they're the easiest ones to access because people are really familiar with them. There are still some good bank CDs with some higher rates, right around 5% or a little bit more. However, the maturities for those are limited to a little less than 2 years. Let's say you found, let's say a 5.5% CD. It might only be good for 6 months. And so what happens is if you were to buy that CD and 6 months from now, the Fed cuts rates, you're looking at having to reinvest that money into something that might be having a lower yield.
How can stock investors capitalize on yields?
One way is to look at preferred stocks. And preferred stocks are a little bit of a hybrid between a common stock, which everyone's familiar with, and a bond. And preferred stocks have a similar profile to bonds, but they trade like stocks. And it's usually for $25 per share. Sometimes they're a little bit lower than that, but they pay higher income, which is what's nice about preferreds. And what's also interesting about preferreds is you have a little more protection in case the company that issues them declares bankruptcy, because preferreds sit in what they call higher in the capital structure, meaning that if this company goes into bankruptcy, you will get paid first before common shareholders. A lot of preferreds are paying anywhere about 6.5% or 7% of dividends, which is nice.
We also sometimes hear about baby bonds. What are they, and how can people score yields with those?
Yeah, baby bonds are neat. They are a little less known, and they're much like preferred stocks. So if a company is going to issue preferred shares, they may also issue a baby bond, formerly known as exchange-traded debt. And the reason why they're called baby bonds is they are issued in smaller denominations, which makes them more accessible to individual investors. Similar to preferred stock, they are typically issued in $25 denominations, and they can trade like stocks. You can find baby bonds by searching your brokerage account for bond IPOs to see recent issues. And a lot of the baby bonds that have been issued recently are coming to the market with 8 or 9% yields.
So a lot of options here for investors. Are there any pitfalls to watch out for?
You know, if the Fed lowers rates quicker and you haven't bought anything, you are looking at interest rate risks coming down. And just like anything, you have to think about what your own risk tolerance is. Things like ETFs can be volatile. They trade much like stocks. So that's something you have to keep in mind. With bonds, there's the possibility that a company defaults. So those are the other things you need to keep in mind. So do your due diligence before you purchase any of these things.
That's WSJ contributor Debbie Carlson. And that's it for your Money Briefing. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by CLA.